This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at HowieCarShow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
President Biden taking a hit in the polls after a year of multiple crises on his watch. His approval rating now falling, get this, below Vice President Kamala Harris. Still both Democrats suffering strong disapproval ratings as we get closer to the midterm.
I don't like those numbers at all.
Just one poll? Those things aren't scientific.
Yes, they are. All this is science. This is math.
But if you took it and put it on its axis this way.
Come on, man.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
But we're looking forward, as I think everyone feels is appropriate, that ultimately when we're going to have to, quote, live with something that will not be eradicated and very likely would not be eliminated.
You see, it's always the same. There's no stopping what can't be stopped. No killing what can't be killed.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
So we all know Dr. Fauci is the highest paid federal official, earning much more than Joe Biden. That's on the books, I should add. On the books, he's earning much more than Joe Biden. Off the books, it's probably a toss-up. We have no idea who's pulling in more. But Dr. Fauci has earned in 2020$434,312. That's up from $417,608 in 2019. Lord knows what his 2021 pay is going to be. Dealing with this stuff for a couple of years, well, I'm sure they're giving him quite the pay raise. But his annual retirement, according to OpenTheBooks.com, the auditors there estimate that Dr. Fauci's annual retirement, whenever that comes, would exceed $350,000. Thereafter, his pension and benefits would continue to increase through annual cost of living adjustments. Oh, how nice. That is absolutely incredible. In retirement, Fauci will reportedly be awarded 80% of his high three average salary plus credit for sick leave, according to the U.S. Office of Personnel Management, for a federal employee of such a lengthy tenure. But while Fauci will be awarded a handsome retirement package, the doctor has no plans to retire in the near future. On December 19th, Fauci said that retirement will not come until the end of the pandemic. What are they telling us? What are they telling us in this story? This is the Postmillennial. Very, very good publication. I love the Postmillennial. They have some great stories. But the doctor has no plans to retire in the near future. And he said, John Carl said, do you feel a responsibility to stay doing what you're doing until this has truly gotten under control? I mean, like I said, I think you're the hardest working person of any age, one of them in the country. And he said, absolutely, John, there's no doubt about it. This is the thing that I do. This is what I've been trained and experienced in doing my entire professional life. There's no way I'm going to walk away from this until we get this under control. I mean, that's the purpose of what we do. That's our mission in life. In the middle of it, I'm not going to walk away. You know, we're in a war, John. It's kind of like we're halfway through World War II. Oh, God, he broke my rule. Never compare anything to World War II. And you decide, well, I think I've had enough of this. I'm walking away. You can't do that. You've got to finish it, and we're going to finish this and get back to normal.
In case anybody's curious, a $350,000 pension is the equivalent of $2,229,878 Chinese yuan dollars.
That's good to know. Thank you.
It's just for the number freaks. Numerologists out there.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows how much? How much either he or Joe Biden is taking in off the books. All right, it is time now for the Chump Line.
Did you see the picture of Joe Biden wearing a mask while he's walking his dog on the beach? I can't believe he didn't put a mask on that dog.
Yeah, why wasn't the dog wearing a mask? I mean, the dog is, it's a puppy. It's not eligible to be vaccinated yet. He's under 6 years old. He can't be vaccinated yet. He's not even six in dog years.
I'd love to be able to tell Dr. Fauci, sorry, not this time, maybe another time.
Why don't you? I do. A lot of people do. Oh, Ghislaine Maxwell guilty in sex trafficking trial. Glad to hear. We'll have an update for you on that after the Chump Line. The Chump Line, by the way, is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week saying so long to the Chump Line after 85 months and 368 random thoughts and observations. This is our final offering. We'll still be seeing you at the top and bottom of the hour, but for now we'll say happy trails to you until we meet again. I want to add a clarification. The Chump Line is not going anywhere. The Chump Line will live on in perpetuity.
Hey, I haven't been out on New Year's Eve in about 10 or 15 years, but I've been trying to talk my wife into going out on New Year's Eve this year because Dr. Fauci don't think we should, and that means I'll have a great time.
Yeah. Why listen to Dr. Fauci? Do the opposite. I mean, Trump said that. He said, I kept Fauci around because whatever he said, I just did the opposite and it worked out. And he was right. Do the opposite of what Fauci says, and it'll work for you every time. He says, don't go out, go out. He says, don't get herd immunity through Omicron, get herd immunity through Omicron.
Plugs campaigned on stopping the Kung flu. Now he says there's nothing he can do. This old fool used COVID as a tool to help the left pull off their presidential coup.
And it's still going on. They're going to keep it going through the midterms. You got to get those mail-in ballots out.
Arnold Schwarzenegger screams, I'm free! I'm free from Maria Schreiber! But screw you and your freedom.
Yeah. Never forget that. Screw you and your freedom. Is that a thing? Is the divorce final? I don't keep up with this stuff. I thought they were already split. Officially, I have no idea. Ghislaine Maxwell guilty on 5 of 6 counts against her. And we'll have a complete update for you after the Chump Line.
Little Anthony Fauci would like a booster. A booster seat, that is.
As soon as you said little and booster, I knew where that was going. We got to come out with the... You have Little Anthony and the Imperials. We should call him Little Anthony and the Empiricals. Is that funny? Is that good?
Not bad.
Because he is Little Anthony. Do you remember the group Little Anthony and the Imperials?
I am aware of them, and I know of them. I don't remember them.
I don't... Okay, you're...
I was not... Yeah. I guess I was alive when they were around, but...
I think Little Anthony is still around.
When they were at their height...
I've been wrong about Jed Clampett and Barnaby Jones this week, so what do I know?
No vaccination for me, you know. I told Dr. Fauci where to go. Now I sit at home and sob... because I have no working job.
That's sad. That's what a lot of people are dealing with, but God bless every one of those people for standing up for what they believe in, even if it meant depriving themselves. And no, I'm not going to put it that way. It's not depriving themselves. Somebody else deprived them of a paycheck, and I hope they're able to find another way. It's awful. Anybody who's lost their job due to this, it's stupid.
Tyler, Joe Biden calling.
Oh.
Come on, man. Let's go Brandon, I agree. But how dare you call me Dencher McDencher face? Why, I should take you out back and challenge you to some push-ups. Get ready, pal. You're gonna in for a problem.
Get ready, pal.
Oh, no. Like Trump said, if he followed through on that one hit and he'd go down, the man is not sure of foot, shall we say.
John Madden, rest in peace. Or at least rest until they dig up something you said in the 70s that's going to offend people.
There's a story. And this is a story that comes around every year now, I think for the past 2 or 3 years. Jingle Bells, the song Jingle Bells, is supposedly rooted in racism. Yeah, rated in racism, sure. rooted in racism. And I think to myself, boy, wait until they find out about Bing Crosby and the Abraham song from Holiday Inn. You'll never hear White Christmas again.
I just think we're overcomplicating this. If the vaccinated, unvaccinated get vaccinated and then boosted, they'll be considered vaccinated, so they can then get boosted and then be considered vaccinated. Only if you're unvaccinated, though. It's quite simple.
But what happens when the CDC changes the meaning of fully vaccinated to also having your booster shot? Then you have only a certain amount of the population. I think they're waiting for the booster number to get to a certain nice round 50% of the population so they can tout that. We now have 50% of the population fully vaccinated. That means with a booster shot, so go ahead and get yours.
Lovey, can you believe how hoarse Tucker Taylor is? He sounds like Frank Sinatra, toward the end anyways. Speaking of which, I found Sinatra's final recording, and it may well be his best. Listen.
Oh my God. That was terrible, Senator Kerry. Just awful, Mr. Secretary. Oh my God.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That was a good one. All right. The chump line is the voicemail message system of the Howie Carr Show. Leave a message by calling 844-500-4242. Leave a message at, any hour between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. on weekdays. We may or may not play your message at this time each weekday. The chump line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week saying so long to the chump line. After 85 months and 368 random thoughts and observations, this is our final offering. We'll still be seeing you at the top and bottom of the hour, but for now we'll say happy trails to you until we meet again. And again, for clarification, the chump line is not going anywhere. It's staying right where it is.
Lovey, can you believe how hoarse Tucker Taylor is? He sounds like Frank Sinatra, toward the end anyways. Speaking of which, I found Sinatra's final recording, and it may well be his best. Listen.
Oh my God, that's awful. I'm Taylor Cormier. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Barbaric.
Join in on the conversation. Call Howie at 844-500-4242. Just don't make us use the dump button.
Don't you cuss on this here radio.
I apologize to all the friendly folk who are listening.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. He doesn't pay any heed to climate change doomsday predictions.
Why is it you liberals, no matter what subject you're talking about, you always get around to that? You guys got more ways for the world to end than a dog's got fleas.
Howie Carr is back.
Screw your freedom.
Thank you, Arnie. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Just for our listeners, save $200 on the 3-pack. Go to EdenPureDeals.com to order. Put in code word Howie3. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you get vaccinated to fly domestically? Yes, no, or I'm already vaccinated.
Speaking as somebody who's not going to fully disclose their vaccination status, I'm going to answer as an unvaccinated person and say no.
57% of the audience says no. 33% say I'm already vaccinated, while 10% say yes, they would get vaccinated to fly domestically.
And, you know, I'm leaving it up to the poll takers. fully, you're vaccinated means whatever you want it to mean as far as, I mean, if you think you're vaccinated by taking one shot, I mean, if it's going to satisfy the requirements of whoever's checking the card on whatever airline you're flying, that's what I mean by I'm already vaccinated. But that's still surprising to me. 53% saying that they would not be coerced to take the shot to get on a plane. All right, Ghislaine Maxwell found guilty 5 of 6 charges in her sex trafficking trial. A federal jury, this is from New York Times, federal jury in Manhattan found Maxwell, 60 years old, guilty of sex trafficking and the 4 other charges against her. She was acquitted of 1 count of enticing a minor to travel across state lines to engage in an illegal sexual act. Once expected to last up to 6 weeks, Ms. Maxwell's trial moved quickly as the government pared its witness list and presented a case over 10 days that centered on 4 women who testified that they had been abused by Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein, as teenagers. 2 of the women testified that Epstein started engaging in sex acts with them when they were only 14 years old. One said Maxwell was sometimes present in the encounters, and the other said Ms. Maxwell had molested her directly by touching her breasts. The accusers depicted Maxwell, a former socialite, New Yorker, New York Times calls her, as a kind of mentor and big sister, a picture of elegance and sophistication, who took them shopping and to the movies in what prosecutors said was a ploy to build trust. Then she played a key role normalizing sexualized massages with Epstein that in some cases led to years of sexual abuse. 3 other counts for which Maxwell was found guilty were all conspiracy counts, which carry a potential maximum sentence of 5 years each. Another of the counts on which Maxwell was convicted, number 4, transportation of a minor with intent to engage in illegal sexual activity, carries a potential of a maximum of 10 years in prison. This count applied to an accuser known only as Jane. As she left the courtroom, she looked at her siblings seated in the front row, and she left quickly without speaking to her lawyers. The verdict was largely a rejection of Maxwell's defense, which centered on an argument that government's case was based on flimsy evidence, prosecutors' animus toward Epstein, and the inconsistent accounts of women who were motivated by money to point the finger at Maxwell. The biggest takeaway from this, I'm glad she's been found guilty, obviously. That's one more person in the pedosphere that's gone down and is been taken out. But no names out of this entire trial. I haven't heard of anything coming out. We were supposed to get this whole list of names. I don't know if she obviously didn't strike a plea deal with anybody. She didn't sign anything. That was a rumor that she was going to cop to the counts and supply the federal government with a list of names. Isn't that right?
Yeah, and Jack Posobiec tweeted, all details of Epstein's network ordered sealed.
Great.
So,
who are we protecting? And why? If this goes further, why aren't we getting down to it? Maybe, who knows, maybe this is going to take as long as the Durham investigation to reveal some names and more charges. We'll see. We'll be right back. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Boy, you should see the all the jokes on Twitter. This just in, Ghislaine Maxwell found dead in prison cell of self-inflicted missile explosion. Oh yeah, all the conspiracy theories are out there. What's the over-under on how many days she survives in her prison cell? I'm sure that the prison guards are going to be found sleeping. Oh, we didn't see anything. It was just so convenient that the cameras weren't working either. And the answer is who are they trying to protect by sealing these documents? According to Jack Posobiec, we know the answer. We really can't say the answer outside. You know, she's been to a lot of different events with a lot of high profile people. Including she was at Chelsea Clinton's wedding in attendance with Bill and Hillary. How many times did Bill fly on the Lolita Express to Epstein Island? People say, oh, Trump flew on the Lolita Express. Trump borrowed the Lolita Express to take care of personal business. He wasn't going to Epstein Island. There was a period where his jet was in for repairs and he borrowed Epstein's plane before he kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago for making untoward advances towards underage girls that were working at Mar-a-Lago. 844-500-4242. I want to play a few cuts for you. This was just, you want to talk about complete idiocy? You want to talk about complete cult following? I'll do no matter what the consequences, whatever you say, my leader. Listen to Nicole Wallace just gush over St. Anthony Fauci. Little Fauci and the imperialists, as a lot of the texters are now saying that I should call them. Little Anthony and the imperialists. This is Nicole Wallace just today saying how loyal she is to the one, the only, Little Anthony. Cut 7.
I'm a Fauci groupie. I'm a thrice vaccinated mask adherent. I buy KN95 masks by the, you know, caseload. They're in every pocket. I wear them everywhere except when I sit down.
Oh, my God. You're once, twice, thrice vaccinated. Oh, my God. These people. It's... What are you doing now? What is it all about? What has it all been for, Nicole Wallace? I'm not asking for a personal medical history. I don't know what her deal is. But what's... You're still following all of the orders, being a good little doobie. Where's it gotten you? Yeah, you're still collecting a paycheck. Good for you. But what about everybody else? You're suffering under needless, useless mandates. Losing jobs, not able to get back into the field that they want. We have no answer, by the way, when this is all going to go away. Are these mandates, are these vaccine requirements ever going to be lifted? That's another question nobody's been asking. You know, in the healthcare field especially. I'm not talking about for people that want access to businesses. We know those can't last forever. They can't. They can't, right? They cannot last forever. Somebody's going to buck the trend in one of these big cities, right, and take these mayors and governors to court over their stupid mandates. But I'm talking about the people that work in these industries that, by the way, have served everybody up until they were eligible to do so, was serving for at least a year in this pandemic unvaccinated, and they were doing their jobs just fine. They risked their lives. They risked sickness, be it minor or severe. And this is the thanks they get. Hundreds and hundreds of people per hospital group getting the boot. Per hospital getting the boot. Not being able to collect a paycheck. Not being able to find a job within the medical field anymore whatsoever, just because they have one, possibly natural immunities, and two, just moral fiber. They let them believe what they want to believe. They know what is the best for them. When are those mandates going to be lifted? When are those requirements going to go away? I don't know that they ever will. I mean, you put something in so draconian and stringent as that, where you're requiring the people that are applying to your job or the people that already exist in your employee structure to get a vaccine, when does that go away? I'm asking the question. I don't know the honest answer to it. I'm not sure that it ever does.
Don't know.
Does it go away when we have herd immunity? I doubt that, because Dr. Fauci's not too crazy about herd immunity anymore. doesn't talk about it anymore. I mean, that's what we have to look forward to now. When do people get their lives back? I'm not talking about being able to go out and enjoy a drink at your favorite watering hole without being pestered for a vaccine card or some Karen telling you to put your mask on when you're on a plane. I get that we're going to have to live with some of this stuff for the rest of our lives. It's a different world, and I don't like it any more than you do. But really, when are people going to be able to go back to work without any hindrance as far as people peering into their medical history? I think that answer will become more clear if and when, and it's more of an if than when, the Supreme Court or whomever says that natural immunity has to be recognized as vaccination. That's going to be a big stepping stone and a big starting point for people to get their lives back. But how many, I'm curious. I would love to hear from people who maybe were in a medical field or something akin to that. How long are you willing to wait? How long are you willing to stand by and wait until your chosen career path, the one thing that you've known and possibly loved for 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years has gone away and they're not letting you back in? Have you been given any sureties, any kind of disclosure as to when you're going to be able to knock on that door again and they're going to welcome you with open arms? I don't know of anybody that has. It's been get the jab or get out. Nobody has said that anybody's going to be allowed back in without the jab. I get it, we're not at that point yet, but I'm curious, how long are you willing to wait? How long are you willing to hang on to this hope that one day you'll be let back in? Or have you had to switch careers? Are you doing something else now? And if so, is it as beneficial to you and your family as your chosen career path was? I'd love to hear from you. 844-500-4242. Monique, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Monique.
Taylor, I would feel a little better about the mandate for healthcare workers to get vaccinated if I knew that the governors had done an analysis that, and like a real specific analysis that, you know, okay, we're going to lose this number of healthcare workers with this mandate, but it's going to save this many lives versus if we let these healthcare workers stay and not vaccinated. You know, what is the risk to the patients? But it seems to me that I can tell you categorically, by the way, Rhode Island Governor McKee did not do that analysis. And that's just that's criminal because we've taken, the industry is already short staffed.
Well, because you know why, Monique, because that would force them to take a look at who's immune and who's not, and who's going to pass on the virus and who's not. And that would force them to take a look at natural immunity and recognize that as a legitimate form of vaccination. That's one of the several reasons why they haven't done it.
But in the meantime, they are endangering many, many patients' lives by exacerbating the healthcare staffing shortage. I mean, the healthcare downside to the public health of all these healthcare workers being forced out of the industry. I mean, that's going to be some serious consequences to those individuals, and it just seems to me that it's not on the basis of science or what's best for the public health at all.
Oh, no, absolutely not. And Rochelle Walensky and Dr. Fauci, they've said that to our faces, and we've seen it not only from the airlines and the status change from a quarantine 10-day waiting period to a 5-day waiting period. We've seen it in the NFL. They're not even testing asymptomatic players anymore, and they're letting them go to work. I mean, were you ever afforded that opportunity, Monique? If I don't know if you've had it or your vaccination status or whatever, but I'm willing to bet that you were never offered such accommodations.
Well, I have to say that I do not work in the healthcare industry. I work in an industry that's considered essential, so I never had to stop working and never had to make that choice. So I want to be clear about that. I'm not a victim, but I've been asking questions of the governor of Rhode Island, and I have not liked the answers that I've gotten because I am concerned about me and my neighbors and the entire state and the effect on our healthcare of the governor's decision to just implement this mandate without any consideration for its downside.
Yeah, I know it. Thanks so much for the call, Monique. Much appreciated. I really do want to hear from folks. I mean, what are you doing? What are you waiting it out? Are you hoping you can get back into your field? Have you found someone else within your field that's willing to take you, even if you're not vaccinated? Or did you have to move on to somewhere else? 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls right after this break. But first, we've got to tell you, Eden Pure is back with a 3-pack. The Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack is here. One listener writes, I already own 2, bought another for my brother because of his sinuses. He called to thank me and told me he had a noticeable improvement almost from the moment he turned it on. Thanks again to Howie and Grace, which is where I first heard about this device. I've told you over the Christmas break, I cooked up some onion and garlic in my house, stunk to high heaven after it was all done, plugged in the Thunderstorm, took care of that smell within a matter of minutes. Buy 3 units for under $200, you're going to save $200 on top of that. One for your basement, first floor, maybe one for your family member. Give them away, even if it's a late Christmas gift if you want. Enjoy clean air everywhere in your house, workplace, or car. We use them here at the studio. Howie and the mailroom manager use them down in Palm Beach. We use them all over the place. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters. Other air purifiers can cost up to $600 for just one unit. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click Howie Carr, put in code word Howie3 to save $200 for their special 3-pack. EdenPureDeals.com, click Howie Carr, and use code Howie3. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Holding the Hackorama accountable is a full-time job.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Howie Carr will be back after this short break.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Howie Carr is back.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. Asking, seriously, I mean, where do you go from here if you're if you were in healthcare or you were in any other industry or company that was forcing you to get the jab and now you can't get back in because maybe you didn't want to take it, and which is completely your prerogative, by the way, but you just didn't want to take it for whatever reason. You got the boot or you quit, whatever it was. Are you able to get back in? Are you standing by hoping that all this stuff goes away? Have you found a way to work things out in the meantime? Look, not a day goes by where I don't realize how lucky I am and how lucky all of us here at the Howie Carr Radio Network are. Our jobs have not been affected. If anything, we've gotten busier throughout this entire time. That's not to brag or anything. I realize how blessed we are that we were able to maintain everything here and keep it going. But I realize not everybody was so fortunate. And people in our families, we know, weren't as fortunate. And we feel for them. We want to help them out as much as we can. But the question is, where do you go from here? Melanie, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Melanie.
Hey, hi. Thank you. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, I'm a RN in New Hampshire,
mm-hmm.
and I was forced to resign in September. And so I have not been working in my field for a little while. I'm still a little sad about it.
You haven't been able to find anything else?
I have. I work 2 part-time jobs.
Yeah. That's so tough. I'm sure you had at least some sort of health coverage too, and I'm not sure if the part-time stuff is going to help out as much as the full-time gig did, but I mean that's so rough. I mean, how long were you at the place where you were?
I was there for about 3 years, but I've been in the nursing field for over 20 years. So it was pretty much my life. It was how I identified myself. The 2 part-time jobs have been tough. They're definitely not my field. It's a completely different world.
What do you mind me asking what you're doing now instead of nursing?
Yeah, I do deliveries for one part-time job, and the other part-time job, I'm a housekeeper.
Yeah. That's it. I mean, the gig economy, though it's not back to the full strength that it once was, I think the ease of access is very, very alluring. And you're kind of on your own time. You're able to command your own hours and make it as flexible as you can. But that's so tough, Melanie. So are you hoping that, I mean, I imagine you're hoping that these get dropped one day, but how long are you willing to wait?
I don't know. It depends on the day and how emotional I feel about it. Some days I really pine, and other days I think about leaving the field altogether.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I mean, how can you take this field seriously anymore? They're not recognizing the greatest immunity of all as something that's legitimate, and they're forcing people to take this faux immunity, really, that isn't as effective as natural immunity. I couldn't take that seriously.
Right. I had COVID already, and so I do feel like I had natural immunity. But my big thing was, that they were developed with, aborted fetal cells, and I did a religious exemption, which was denied. They told me that they didn't believe that it was, that it was conviction. I was convicted of my religious beliefs.
Right, right. And that's another kick in the face, too. I don't know where people get off saying that, no, that can't be what you really believe. We're going to deny this. That's just another. I mean, how many fronts do we have to fight this thing on? I mean, just a physical, science-based front, and a religious front as well, and financial too. It's all encompassing. Melanie, I really do hope the new year brings a lot more good to you and your family. Thanks so much for calling in. Very quickly, Valerie, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. We've got time for you, Valerie. Go ahead.
Oh, hey Taylor, thank you so much. My heart breaks for these healthcare workers and, of course, the restaurant workers and everything, but there's like a whole small group of people out there. My dog groomer just had to shut her doors after 22 years because she can't find anyone to work for her.
Oh.
And it breaks my heart for her. And I'm in the pet care industry myself, and I'm just hanging on by a thread, just hoping that things are going to turn around.
Do you have a physical brick-and-mortar location, or do you go to people's houses?
I go door to door, you know?
But I'm sorry, Valerie, we got to take a break. But, you know, that's the thing. It's so need-based, and it's mobility and ease of access. That's the way things are going these days. We'll be right back. This is the Howie Carr Show.